Call the Thursday, November 19th Plan Commission meeting to order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
Here.
Commissioner Thinnes?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Excused.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandria?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Excused. We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First of all, happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Go Pack. Item B. Yeah, Jesse. Item B1, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of November 5th. Any additions or corrections?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to item D1, Greenland Boarding and Grooming. This is a holdover from the November 5th meeting. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. As you may recall, this item was tabled from the last meeting. The applicant did provide some additional information that was included in your packets. Essentially, the staff was recommending approval last time with four conditions, four recommended conditions. The applicant has provided information such that we believe that one of the conditions is no longer necessary, the one that deals with overnight parking, because they say they're not going to do any overnight parking. One of the other conditions was revised slightly in regards to the noise from the barking dogs. Staff is revising that proposed condition to say that they would implement both the ultrasonic system and the acoustic tiles, and suggest that if that future tenant space ever got built, that the wall that could built there be built as a soundproof wall. But that part was only a suggestion by staff. So that is different than what it was in the previous staff report, the previous draft resolution. The other condition that deals with the pet waste and medical waste, staff doesn't believe enough information has been provided, so we believe that condition still stands as it was before. They need to provide us more information. We gave some suggestions of what that could include in the staff report. Again, staff previously recommended approval with those four conditions. Staff still recommending approval, but with just three conditions now. But we did add a number of suggestions, some of which were based on some of the questions and comments that were raised by the Plan Commission at the last meeting. As usual, if Plan Commission does agree with any of those suggestions, those would have to be made, specifically a motion made to include that as a condition in the draft resolution. The applicant is here, of course, to answer any questions.
I do have a question relative to, condition five regarding the acoustic panels. It's the same issue I have all the time when we write these things this way. How many? And to what goal?
I would be relying most heavily upon the building inspector for sound. So it would have to be that number and that such a placement that would accomplish a significant amount of sound reduction.
Define for me significant.
I have no such standard. I would be relying upon the building inspector and hoping that he would have such a standard.
On the flip side of that issue, putting a standard like that, condition like that, without a specified standard it's kind of difficult for the applicant to understand what we're looking for. So I'd be looking for additional clarification. Condition six relative to waste disposal. The applicant says that they're going to dispose of feces via garbage. I'm not sure that that's proper. I'm not sure the health code allows that here. I don't know.
Where do you put your dogs, though?
Well, it depends. We're talking about a larger quantity than little Bella. Although she's been known.
And you and how many other people in your area have dogs? You and how many people in your area have dogs that, does it not go in the garbage?
Usually, yes.
So everybody in the city puts their dog stuff in their garbage?
I don't know. But I've been told it belongs in the toilet. That's what I've been told. My concern on top of that is large quantity of feces in an outdoor dumpster once a week getting picked up in the middle of summer might be an issue.
Well, that was a question.
Sorry, Patty, I demoted you. Commissioner Hogan.
That was a question I had, if they had a schedule for more than one pickup a week.
Ms. Lutz, you want to join us, please?
Yeah.
And your name and address on the record, please.
Linda Lutz, and I live at 7316 Edgehill Road in Greendale, Wisconsin. We called around. I mean, I even tried to find somebody who actually picks up waste, you know, to see if they would be willing to do that. They said that what they do is put it in a dumpster. I am used to, you know, putting it down the sewer. That's how we've always done it in the animal business. But I'm willing to do whatever you all want me to do. If you would rather I didn't put it in a dumpster and use the sewer system, I'm fine with that. If you want me to have three pickups a week, I'm fine with that.
Thank you.
Mr. City Engineer, Director of Public Works, and Sewer and Water Utility Manager.
I'm not aware that I know of any restrictions against it. I've heard other folks go to the sewer just fine. It's a different kind of bacteria, but still bacteria that MSD should be able to handle. Do you have a question? Where exactly is this in the area?
Right. Quit moving it.
Where the happy faces.
Right there.
So they're going to be on the end. So they'll only have one neighbor to deal with.
Yes.
I see. Okay.
Anyone else? Alderman Dandridge.
Well, the reason why I was late was I was meeting with Linda, and no, I don't. As long as the all the concerns from the city were addressed, as I told Linda, my main concern is what are we as a community envisioning we want to do in this part of our city, and we've got vacant land to the east. We've got a strip center that is aging. Across the street, we have strip centers that are aging and need attention, meaning significant remodeling. This is where my concerns lie, is what direction is the city imposing on going with development along this corridor. And so I'm looking at a big picture with the idea and the purpose and the motive that Linda and Monica have. It's a wonderful motive, wonderful program, wonderful product. I just have a concern of, is it the right time and place for what the city is investing with our current economic studies and what we want to envision this area of the city to be and represent in the future. And that's where my dilemma is.
I'm going to ask you a question that you do not have to answer. Of course, you don't have to answer any question. The terms of your lease, how long? And out clauses, so that you may always have the ability to say thanks very much and buy you out?
Yep.
Any other questions for the applicant? Commissioner Hogan.
I don't know if it's for the applicant, but it might be for Joel. Are we going to set a pickup time for the waste more than once a week, once a week?
Yes. If the condition gets approved as is, the applicant would have to propose something, and I would go to the department heads and try to get a consensus on what we felt was right. I have briefly talked to Glenn, I have briefly talked to Fred, and I've briefly talked to the bill worker. And while they didn't see any code requirements or restrictions, they all said that yeah, they would provide me something to base those kinds of decisions on. Partly about the animal waste, and for Bill Worker in particular, the medical waste. And so that would be requirements. The applicant would propose something, and then at the same concurrently, I would try to get some consensus from the department heads for what we would want, both the disposal method and frequency.
And another note to also, I think it's going to bring a lot of revenue here to the city. I really do. I mean, I've talked to some people that have been at places like this, and I talked to my girlfriend in Illinois. She's been to a place where she lives, and they have a lot of customers. Those customers will come there, bring their dog, drop their dog off. They will use the restaurants in the vicinity. They will use our things, I think, that are right in that area. You know, McDonald's is there, the new PV is there. You know, they're going to use our restaurants and bring income into the city for that, too. So with those recommendations, I think it's a good thing.
You are just on the verge of making a motion. Hold on to that thought. Mr. City Engineer.
It just occurred to me, so if you were to dispose of everything down the toilet, would there be anything besides feces and urine, we have a huge problem with wipes and those kinds of things caught.
No.
So there'd be no paper, no other things going down. So I think I could probably check with MMSD just to make sure they don't have a problem with that, but I guess I wouldn't have a problem with them flushing it down if MMSD gives us permission.
I haven't asked yet, but that is one of the things that we want.
Sure.
And for my part, staff, my issue is with odor in the summertime. The dumpsters here?
I believe so.
Okay. Is that
your, say again?
Is that the dumpster location right here?
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. No, it's on the side itself right there. Yeah. But if they're okay with us getting the sewer, that's how we would do it. We wouldn't use a dumpster. And we don't want it to smell either, because if it smells bad, we're not going to have customers walking in our door. So.
Well, we're going to hear from this guy. But anyway, okay. Anything else for the applicant or staff?
I just have one other question. In regards to the feces, there's another dog daycare provider off of 60th and Ryan. What is that individual doing?
I did not check about their disposal. I did look into the other operators that we have in terms of the number of pets. In case you were curious about that, I can tell you. But I didn't check the how they dispose.
They flush.
They flush?
They do.
Off of 60th and Ryan. Okay.
My daughter works for them.
Oh, over at Central Park? Okay.
Any other comments? Is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use for dogs and other pet animals daycare services business use upon the property located at 7140 South 76th Street, subject to the six conditions in the ordinance?
So moved.
Second. Discussion of the motion. Mr. City Attorney.
Just a reminder that all Plan Commission actions require 4 affirmative votes.
Just to make a statement, Alderman Tandria and I have discussed this individually. And frankly, I have a concern about the direction that this, no offense, direction that this particular shopping center is going. I have no issues at all with the individual businesses and business owners. I look to see, as Alderman Dandria highlights, where are we going with this area in the future? I look for businesses that will attract other businesses. Doggy daycare, any doggy daycare, doesn't do it. So, I don't want to influence your votes. That's just my feelings on this whole subject. Any other discussion on the motion? Of course, neither does the Dollar Tree, neither does.
I disagree with that. I think that businesses want someplace for their employees and the area to take their pets. There's a place by my office. It's called Doggy Office. And it supplies daycare services for Briggs and Stratton and everybody else under the sun. I mean, I think it helps businesses.
You and I will agree to disagree. It's a matter of perception and vision of the location. Again, I have no issue whatever with the use. Just not sure that this is the right spot for it. But I don't have a vote unless I need to have a vote. Commissioner Hogan.
Just a question. Their lease is 5 years. Are we going to have something in there or brought in here in 5 years?
Well, who the heck knows what the future will bring, but
I understand that.
But I asked that question on purpose.
I understand that. I'm asking, I mean, we've got this vision, and this is what we want to bring in.
I have nothing on the table, but I asked the question on purpose. That's why we hired that guy.
Okay.
So, there's a motion on the floor. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Hogan?
Aye.
Commissioner Thinnes?
Aye.
Commissioner Morrow?
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea?
No.
The vote is currently 3-1. Given that we know what the status of the release is, Mayor votes aye. Motion carries. Okay.
So I get to have a business?
Yeah.
Yes!
One more step. Common Council.
Goes to Common Council.
Good luck, hon. Good luck.
Probably December 1st.
But I do stand by my statement. So. Okay, we'll move on. Item D2. Clifton Court Assisted Living Facility Signage, Mr. Fuchs. Mr. Deal.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Deal. And the applicant is here.
The applicant is here. If you have any questions, Nick is going into the subject property where they'd like to place a sign. Is on that west side of the property, fronting on Loomis Road, a little bit southwest of the center of that area where you can see where they mow the grass. So they're proposing to put a sign up there 14 feet wide by 8 feet tall. It'll have an electronic message board on it. It'll have a brick base and side columns. This requires a PDD amendment. So there'll be actually two motions associated with them. One is to recommend approval, and one is to recommend that this would or could be a minor PDD amendment. In the minor PDD amendment, there'd be no public hearing. This goes straight to the Common Council. If it would be determined by the Planning Commission to be a major PDD amendment, we'd have to table this to have a public hearing, and then it goes to the Common Council. Staff is recommending approval of a number of conditions. A couple of things to note is the proximity of that sign to the edge of the property, the right-of-way. The DOT does have setbacks for structures, 40 feet or 41 feet, I believe. But we're not sure if it applies to signs. So the applicant should find that out, get it in writing, and that's one of the conditions. If that is applied, if the setback does apply to the signs, then they would have to move the sign away from the right-of-way proper distance as required by DOT. It's one of the conditions that we'd have. Another one is actually there's a ditch there along the within the right-of-way on the shoulder of the road. There's probably wetlands on there. You can't tell how far those wetlands extend. They're going to have to figure that out. That's another condition. And, of course, with the 50-foot buffer, if there's wetlands, they would have to move the sign back from that as well. Also, in addition, another issue, when the project was first approved, there was a couple of landscape islands proposed and approved as part of the landscape plan along that side. As far as we could tell, that was never done. So we're asking that as part of this approval for signage, some of that landscaping be placed at this point in time in the proximity of the sign. It wouldn't be all the landscaping that was previously approved. It would be a portion of that. And then there was a number of technical conditions or corrections about the sign itself. I believe probably came from the building inspector. And, of course, they have to get a sign permit. So staff's recommending approval of a number of conditions.
City engineer.
I have a question about the wetlands. You said we don't know. So we basically, if we require this, to put off construction until springtime when it can be delineated?
Most likely, yes.
We're okay with that?
Yeah. Well, let's go Alderman Dandreth and Commissioner Thinnes.
This sign, Joel, has this got an electronic scheme underneath? And so is there an ordinance in this city that restricts the amount of change that occurs from message to message? And how is that monitored?
There is not in the sign code any specific requirements for electronic message boards, but in the ordinance, staff added conditions as far as hold time, motion and animation, text scrolling, hours of operation, those type of things that have been addressed by staff in the ordinance. So we are recommending conditions to regulate that.
And is it specific, meaning there's a 30-second scroll time or a 2-minute scroll time?
Yes. Okay. There's a 60-second hold.
Okay.
Scrolling would be,
which is too long.
Scrolling text is prohibited. So there are specific.
And the applicant is fine with that? Those restrictions?
Yes.
Okay.
My direct question to the applicant, you're okay with all these conditions?
Yes.
For the record, the applicant said yes. For staff, condition 3, which deals with the wetland buffer, I'm hearkening back to my alderman days now. I'm not comfortable with a condition that has no condition to it. All this thing says is that the applicant will verify wetland. And then what?
Then our normal requirements would apply. PDDs can vary almost everything, every standard that we have in the UDO, except for natural resources. PDDs still have to abide by the natural resource protection standards.
I'm sorry, I jumped in front of this guy. Commissioner Thinnes.
I haven't noticed.
It comes with the middle chair, sir.
Joel, I just got a couple. Regarding the issues of the wetland areas there. Now, I drive by this thing every single day, and I can't remember. How tall are those bushes? The sign is only 8 feet tall. And that shrubbery, if it's in a wetland, isn't going to be able to be disturbed. So what is the plan for that? Is it to take that out and put the sign there? Or obviously, if it's a wetland, they can't take it out.
Right. They'd have to. So normally, they would have to just move the sign back 50 feet away from the edge of the wetland or do a natural resource special exception. And then with that special exception, they would pose however close they want to get. There used to be large shrubs and small trees in that wetland area. There aren't anymore. I don't know what happened.
Is that on their property?
No.
Or is it in the right of way?
Right away.
So you can't touch that shrubbery then?
Hopefully, yes. Only the DOT should have done. But I did compare, I looked at all the historic photographs, trying to find out if there's a wetland there by looking at old photographs. The area that looks native, untouched, hasn't changed for decades.
Right.
But the size of the vegetation that's there has changed. It's all smaller now.
It's smaller?
Yep.
So is this sign going to even be visible if it's put behind that shrubbery?
Yep, and then there's a rise, I don't know, 4 to 6 feet. From probably where the ditch is to where their lawn area is.
Where the manicured lawn,
yep.
It's raising up.
Yep.
Come on in, ladies. It's a hoot.
Yeah, we live there.
Okay, thanks.
Is that this guy?
Yeah.
Commissioner, city engineer.
So, I'm sorry, could you clarify, is this in a place where it's currently mowed turf grass, or is it kind of off in the natural area?
They're proposing to place a sign 4 feet from the property line that unmowed area extends onto their property line, so they will be placing the sign right on the edge of the unmowed area.
Will it be into the mowed area, or into the unmowed area?
Yep, they will be into the unmowed area.
Okay.
If I can offer just a little bit of advice, being that I've worked summers as a sign hanger, this is my business. You should get your contractor to build you a 10 by, well, just have make it 4 by 12, and take it out there and put it where you want it. It's the only way you're going to determine if it's going to be visible or not. And if he doesn't want to do that, then you find a new sign contractor. Anything else? Is there two motions? Is there a motion to determine that the proposed amendment be a minor amendment?
So moved.
Second.
You guys, come on. Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Inasmuch as it's a minor amendment, is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend Section 15-30.0420 of the Unified Development Ordinance, Plan Development District 15, also known as Parkwood Lakes, to allow for installation of a monument sign?
So moved.
Second.
And electronic message. It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion of the motion?
This is the motion that's here with all of their italicized recommendations. So,
all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Mayor did not vote. It's not necessary. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Move on to item three, Autumn Leaves of Franklin, licensed CBRF amendment to extend the time. Mr. Deedle.
That's almost all of it right there. All I can say is the applicant's requesting it. This was previously approved. Conditions normally are 1 year from date of approval to get an occupancy permit. That would not meet the time frame of these applicants. They're asking, or they're envisioning, and that would be February next year. They're envisioning not to start construction until the spring of next year, so they need a time extension. They think that it might take more than a year to build, so they would like to have a 2 year time extension, February 2018. Staff is recommending approval.
Motion to recommend approval of resolution to amend resolution 2015-7064, resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for 46-unit condominium-based residential facilities, multifamily memory care residential residence facility use of private property located at approximately 9201 West Drexel Avenue to extend the time limit for obtaining the issuance of an occupancy permit.
Move.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.